Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big Five at Five, number five.
Good 5 o'clock hour on the way. We're not going to tell you what I was just yelling about.
I feel like what we were just talking about during break could be a whole show one day.
I think we're probably going to have a podcast on it.
The TV show? Yeah, I think we need to.
Yeah. So we still have not, in the last half hour, you still have not come up with a name for our intern.
I wasn't really spending time thinking about it.
I actually did.
Ooh.
About 10 minutes ago.
Oh, boy.
You got it?
No, not yet.
It's good. I think hold off on that.
The vibe I get from our intern is he's more of an old soul.
Yeah.
When it comes to sports. So I was trying to come up with something that matched hashtag stick to sports because he never laughs when we start doing offbeat stories. I don't know that STS works, but it might. But then I was also thinking that for us, he's like the modern day Howie Schwab. So what if we called him Schwab?
Ooh, I like that.
That's not bad.
The Schwab. The Schwab too.
But I was thinking more.
Go ahead and look it up. This is a great thing too. We talked about a duster, the car, Len Dykstra, and now Howie Schwab, and he's got nothing. And this is not like we're not mocking on him. He's 20.
No, I was thinking more along the lines of I feel he's disgusted by how old we are. Like I think he looks around, he's like, oh God, I didn't even know life still existed at this age. So I feel like it's something around the youth of him would be the
stick,
the genesis
sticks
of the
sticks.
Stick, okay.
Stick to sports.
Okay, we're working on it.
We'll get there.
Coming along.
Number five.
You know who's insufferably old at this point? He really is. Shake the fist of the sun guy.
Charles Barkley.
He's so lame. He really is. He just complains and complains about today's players. And his latest thing, like, why is he even being paid to talk NBA in the offseason?
He's not.
Who cares what you think? What did he just say about LeBronathon 2018?
He said, I'm not going to let this dude hijack my life this summer. Well, guess what? Everyone else that likes basketball is going to.
You know, it's funny. I hear people complain about the LeBron coverage. And in particular, I hear like some media types ripping other media types for doing too much LeBron. Like, you are not equipped to talk about most things.
True.
So you might want to stick to LeBron.
Yeah, do LeBron talk. That's your thing. That's what gets people watching you.
Play the hits.
So you know.
I mean, we don't always play the hits, but it is intriguing. Sorry, but the guy changes the entire face of the NBA wherever he goes. And he has a chance if he lands in LA. That's a seismic shift. The Lakers haven't been relevant in 6 freaking years. It's a dead franchise. It was arguably the first or second biggest franchise in the sport.
All of sports.
It's massive if he goes there. That's a story. So for Barkley, I mean, just say it. He doesn't want to work during the offseason. He comes here all the time. He wants to drop, you know, thousands of dollars. Thank you. Leave your money. And you don't. Then don't talk about it. The rest of us are covering LeBron.
The whole sports world, we just sit around like idiots and worry about where this dude is going to play. Yeah, we do. And it's fun. We enjoy it. So to let us have our fun.
Sorry your life is more exciting than the rest of us, Chuck.
Yeah. Some of us can't go spend $20,000 a day losing money at the casinos. We have to think about other things and focus on other things, like where LeBron is going to play. He was doing this interview in Philadelphia on radio there, and he also really burst their bubble with LeBron is definitely not coming to Philadelphia. He said he's not coming to the Sixers. He's just not, because he needs the ball. Simmons needs the ball, and Embiid needs the ball. That would make Simmons useless. He's not going to give the ball up at this stage of his career. He's not a great shooter, so you can't play him off the ball. I guarantee you defenders would let him shoot threes all night. Guys would love him to shoot threes. It would hurt Embiid and Simmons going forward. He's not coming here.
You know, we've been saying this the last few years. Barkley really knows nothing about basketball. I don't care if you play the game. He's the ultimate example of jockocracy. He doesn't watch the games. And anyone who wants to argue with me on this, actually listen to what he says at the half after a game of an NBA game. And we already know in college basketball. What was his analysis? I'm trying to think of the team. He just said the same thing like 4 games in a row. Who was having trouble scoring in the NCAA tournament? Was it Loyola? Someone was having trouble scoring, and it was just like, they have to score more. Over and over, like, Chuck,
thanks,
something.
Chuck.
You played the game.
Thanks, Chuck.
And You know my take on Ben Simmons. They need LeBron. You know why? Because Ben Simmons ain't a point guard. He's a hybrid wing. He can play some point. You can't have a guy who can't shoot playing the point. Here's the other thing. He got destroyed in the Philly series because he can't defend a point guard.
Boston series?
Check that. Boston series, yeah. He got destroyed against Terry Rozier.
Yeah.
He's not a true point guard right now.
He's young.
Exactly. I'm not saying it's hopeless. He'll learn how to shoot. But LeBron would pad things for 3 years and allow Ben Simmons. And I keep saying wing. Really, the funny thing on this is Ben Simmons should be playing power forward.
Yeah.
He should be a point forward. But most of the time on offense, because if you ever look at his shot chart, he doesn't take anything outside of 15 feet. He wants to be inside of the lane or somewhere near the basket. And he could still do a lot of the same things he does now, right?
Yeah.
He could still have the ball inside of 15 and throw lobs to freaking Embiid. But that analysis from a guy who played the game, that analysis, they're going to be ruined because this guy and this guy and this guy needs the ball. The Warriors all need the ball, too.
Of course.
Right?
It's not going to work.
Klay Thompson, Durant, and Kyrie all need the ball.
Well, it's not going to work there.
It's just, come on, it's elementary stuff. Cut it out.
Did Dwayne Wade not need the ball? Miami?
Well, I mean, who's the ultimate example? Remember Cowherd's whole rant about the Celtics? What a disaster it was going to be? Not enough balls to go around with Garnett and Ray Allen and Paul Pierce. Yeah. It worked.
It was fine.
Number four.
Ah, Chuck. You're right, Chuck. We have to talk LeBron. We have to. Our lives suck. They're mundane, okay? We have to do it. Here's LeBron talking about his dream down the road. He wants to be like Ken Griffey Sr.
What was the greatest achievement of my life? If I'm on the same court as my son in the NBA, that will be number one in my lifetime as an NBA player.
Is that even possible? He's going to play till he's like 40, and is his kid going to be good enough to go right to the NBA after, well, by then, probably no college, right, if he's that good? Well, one and done could be gone.
And I would think maybe LeBron would just say, you know what, just go to the NBA right now so I can play with you. And if it doesn't work out, I got you.
That's a good
point.
I got
some bucks.
Yeah, there's really no risk for Bronny.
Pay for your school. That's fine. Well, he's what? He's 13?
Yeah. That's a crazy thing. You're
five
like,
or 6 years.
I know. 13 is so young, and yet he could be in the NBA in 6 years, and LeBron will be 39.
I think you can do it.
You got my Griffey reference, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are very cool moment of my childhood.
I'm not sure that Schwab got it. Young Schwab.
You're going
young
to Schwab.
Young Schwab didn't get the whole Griffey thing. Yeah,
Griffey signed with the Mariners, right? And played with Griffey Jr.
Old Griffey and young Griffey. Yeah. Okay, he's nodding.
It was a cool year.
Schwab's nodding. He's looking stuff up, just like how the real Howie Schwab did and does.
I think it was before he was born.
Might have been. Yeah. God, this stinks. We're going to do this every day?
Yes.
It's going to be painful. This is worse than Barkley saying we're lame.
Number three.
Let's have a story here about LeBron. But this time it's with Jeannie Buss. I saw this tweet last night, and I'm with you on this.
Yeah.
No pretty question. Cocky. It's damn cryptic.
So Jeannie Buss was in New York. We know that because she had the location turned on the tweet. In Manhattan. And she tweeted out, "Do not ever underestimate. Nothing else to say. She signed LeBron. It's over."
Verbal agreement?
Yep, she signed him. It's done. He agreed. They met. It's over. Done. Don't underestimate. Nothing else to say. It's over.
So, entertainment industry sources saying LeBron's going there. LeBron's kids are registered. We're just going to go with this is truth.
Yes.
In schools in Southern California. LeBron said within earshot of a Cleveland reporter, Houston sucks. I hate the city.
The city of Houston.
And now Jeannie Buss said, what exactly? And this guarantees it?
Do not ever underestimate. Nothing else to say.
There you go. LeBron to the Lakers.
Done.
Scoopage. You going to write it up tomorrow, the paper?
I'll break it.
You going to break it?
Yeah.
Number two.
There is actually Laker news that doesn't involve LeBron.
Well, it could.
You're right, it could. I hate this so much. Because I loved it on the front end so much, and now that it's getting shut down, this stinks. So Lonzo Ball started with a, what do you kids call it?
diss track.
A diss track going after Kyle Kuzma, who he called Kylie.
Kylie Kuzma.
Did Kuzma go back at him?
Well, he dropped into the comments.
Okay.
Because Lonzo posted it on Instagram.
Right.
And then
Kylie
jumped into the comments and said something along the lines of, this is not a rap battle. I'm going to beat you up for real.
So the tone was misread? Well, and now what, Lakers folks think the two young players are going at each other for real?
I think the Lakers know that they're joking, because they're good friends. Like, they've done it all year. They've gone back and forth on social media. They've gone back and forth in the locker room. They're just really good friends who are using social media to build up this rivalry between them.
Right.
That really doesn't exist. But the Lakers as an organization might be a little sensitive about these sorts of things because of D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, they had jabronis with D'Angelo Russell and Swaggy P, right, and the freaking leak of the video.
So the Lakers have had a sit down with Kylie Kuzma and Lonzo and said, you know what? We get it. You guys are having fun. Knock it off.
Who moderated? Kuzma's mom?
No, she didn't moderate, but she did chime in.
Kuzma's mom had to chime in.
She did. Well, here's the thing. I will say, part of the diss track, like, and I'm guessing that Lonzo went to Kuzma and was like, hey, I might say some things here because it's like a real diss track. But one of the things he said, he kind of made fun of the fact that Kuzma doesn't have a relationship with his dad. I mean, that's kind of real life stuff.
That's funny. So, I have a dad. It's funny.
So
sorry. My parents stayed together. Loser. Mama's boy.
You should make your own diss track about having parents who cared about each other. And cared about
He made fun of his...
Yeah.
Is his dad dead?
No, he just doesn't,
just
have,
gone?
He doesn't have a relationship with him.
He just makes fun of him.
Yeah. And so...
So then his mom had to come and save him. This is terrible.
So Kyle Kuzma's mom...
He's the whole purpose.
Mama's boy.
Who is at Carrie Kuzma, or as her Twitter handle is, Kuzmama.
Wow, see, this is... You know, this is where we get into problems.
She said...
These moms glomming onto their son for celebrity.
She said...
Come on now.
Everyone's had their fun. Get back to work.
God, please, LeVar Ball has to go at Kuzmama. That would be awesome. Come on, LeVar.
It would definitely be great. But the Lakers are seriously saying, like, guys, we get it.
Yeah.
But not everybody will, and we've had some issues before, so let's tone it down a notch. And it could also be the fact that they're like, let's make things nice for when LeBron gets here.
Right.
Like, let's tone it down. Like, we're going to be relevant now. No more goofing around. I'm trying to find... I got the lyrics in front of me here, so I'm trying to find out exactly what the lyric was about the dad so you can see how funny it was.
See how funny it was.
You are... you are obsessed with it.
How about you keep looking? How about you keep looking it up? We'll get to number one.
Number one.
Oh, we're going to stumble on...
I've got it.
Okay, read it.
Don't know who your daddy is. Well, your behind is getting sunned.
Wow. Skating.
We both taking shots. The only difference, you ain't hitting none. I think that's the opposite.
I was going to say Lonzo's going to Kyle on not hitting shots. Come on, bro. I mean, I really mean, bro.
Don't know who your daddy is.
Give me number one again.
Number one.
We may stumble upon a reason here in a second as to why the Lakers want to make sure it looks like Lonzo and Kuzma are getting along. This was a really interesting conversation on Outside the Lines with Bob Lee. Had you heard this theory before? That the Lakers could put together their own big three. Not Lonzo.
No.
PG-13, LeBron, and Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
That doesn't seem possible, does it?
I mean, I think you're going to have to move around some parts a little bit, but it seems possible.
Listen to how it could happen. Well, let's start out the conversation. Bob Lee is asking the author, Kevin Pelton, from ESPN.com, just on the possibility of having enough room for LeBron and Paul George.
Yeah, they're well positioned right now to do it. All they basically have to do is stretch Luol Deng's contract, renounce the rights to their free agents, and boom, they could sign LeBron and Paul George just like that.
Okay, so we've known that's possible the whole time, that they could get both in the fold for big money.
Well, they were planning for this summer. Their plans the last few years were put the salary structure in place where we can sign both those guys when they're available.
Now let's listen to how crazy this Lakers team could be in terms of flexibility and maybe adding another star.
Yeah, the big thing in that scenario is Kawhi would have to go to the Spurs and ask them for a trade, because you would have to make that trade with the Lakers and Spurs before you could go out and sign George and James as free agents. Luol Deng would have to be part of that trade, his salary, and then you'd have to send back, you know, one of the last two number two picks, Brandon Ingram or Lonzo Ball, and then probably some additional young talent like Kyle Kuzma to make a deal work.
All right, done. I don't know about the Spurs.
Can you send Ball and keep Kuzma?
Well, you know, as much as I like Lonzo, the Spurs are not taking Lonzo in a deal.
No.
Not with LeVar.
No. LeVar and Popovich.
So, Kevin Pelton lays out, you know, if Kawhi Leonard wants to go, he could force the hand of the Spurs. You're going to hear more of this, but the Lakers could have Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and Paul George. But
kind
Kawhi,
of probably got to be
hold
the
on.
Scenario.
Kawhi would have to, as he said, agree to the trade. And then they could announce the signing of the other two guys.
He's an IE kid. Go back home.
He is Inland Empire, right? Riverside?
Yeah.
Right?
It's kind of probably got to be a scenario much like the Heat in 2010 where all three of these guys come together and decide that they want to play together, that they've got a chance to compete with the Warriors if it's the three of them on the team with some of the Lakers' young talent. And because of the fact that the Kawhi trade has to come first, you know, he's got to go tell the Spurs, I don't want to re-sign here. I don't want to sign this potential $219 million Supermax extension that they could offer him this summer. And instead, I want to be traded, and I'm only going to re-sign with the Lakers, which means that other teams are going to be less willing to make big offers for him in return.
How much money in that case, roughly, would Kawhi be walking away from if he turns down a Supermax to go elsewhere?
Yeah, I mean, part of it depends on what he'd eventually be able to get in that fifth year. But, you know, we're looking at a difference, I think, of about $20 million that he would be giving up.
Easy. How much of that $20 mil can he make up in L.A.?
Oh, yeah. And by the way, just go to LeBron and say, hey, I know you're doing all these productions. I want to either produce or direct or be a star of something.
Young Schwab, our intern, says that the Spurs are not going to do that. The Spurs will not trade Kawhi in the West. Certainly not going to help the Lakers. Your answer?
Well, I mean, it was laid out there, but just to go back to it, once you demand the trade and say, I'm only going to one place, you do force the team's hand. Nobody else is going to trade for the guy. If he says, fine, trade for me, I'm signing with the Lakers next year. So
you know,
do what you want to do.
There's only one example of a team being dumb enough to do that and giving up a great haul, and I think you and I were two of... I don't know. I never saw it anywhere else, so I'm sure someone else said this, maybe some hometown people in Indiana said it. Paul George, that deal, Oklahoma City, the Thunder got fleeced.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. Because Paul George didn't have a demand, but Paul George already put, you know, it's already out there. He's going to the Lakers. And the Thunder are like, we don't care. Here you go. Here's 20-year-old Sabonis and freaking Oladipo, who then goes out and scores 25 a game. That was a terrible deal by OKC. Terrible. He's a rent-a-player, you idiots. So the point is, if the Spurs have their hands forced and Kawhi's like, I'm only going there, I'm not signing with you, then what do? You take what you can get.
Yeah.
The example I pointed to from the past is the Nuggets got completely railroaded and screwed by Carmelo. He's like, I want to go to the Knicks. Right?
Yeah.
What did they wind up getting? Was that Gallinari, Mozzie, and Wilson Chandler?
Quite a deal. But in that case, you would have some leverage with the Lakers, too, because you would say, listen, if you want this to happen, because you know that you want to... The trade would have to happen first. So I know you want LeBron and Paul George to come there, and they want Kawhi first. So if you are going to make this trade, you know, we're going to give them to you, but it's going to take quite a bit because we're not just going to hand him to you for an extra year. We'll take him. We'll let him play out his contract. You can bluff that way. But they could actually put a little bit of pressure on them to make the trade and make it good. Well, with other teams, they would have just no leverage.
Give me the final part of this conversation. Kevin Pelton, ESPN.com, laying out a case where the Lakers could actually get Kawhi Leonard along with Paul George and LeBron James.
Yeah, I mean, it would depend what exactly the Spurs want back in a deal. But, you know, the version of the team I proposed, it was a trade that sent Ball and Kuzma to the Spurs along with Luol Deng. So that would leave them with Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, this year's first-round pick, and then the three superstars that they'd be able to get. And they'd only have the $4.4 million room mid-level exception to add a free agent making more than the minimum. But it puts together a pretty intriguing lineup, especially if they're able to go out and sign Nerlens Noel, who is represented by the same agent as LeBron, has expressed some interest in playing for the Lakers previously. So he'd be a nice fit as a starting center alongside those guys. And you'd have a team that, even though it might not have much depth, it would have a lot of players capable of switching, playing a defense kind of similar to what we saw the Rockets do against the Warriors in this year's conference final.
All right. I don't think there's any way that the Spurs are taking Lonzo Ball. If the Lakers could get away with not trading Brandon Ingram in a deal to get Kawhi Leonard, what a coup. Now, I will say this. That's a weird team. Has anyone actually formulated... Do you want to write the lineup down?
With the Lakers?
Yeah, ready? It's, as he just suggested. Because you got to think, you got to play defense against guards. Ready? The Lakers lineup then would be... LeBron at the point... Brandon Ingram at the 2 at 6'9". Kawhi Leonard and Paul George sort of both 3s, 4s, and Nerlens Noel.
It's a good team.
Paul... No, Kawhi Leonard would be the smallest guy at 6'7".
Yeah, but he would be like the 3 or 4. He'd be a 3.
The backcourt would be Brandon Ingram and LeBron James with that team.
I think you go 2-3. Just go full zone.
Right?
Let's be like Syracuse with the long arms.
So with that starting five, could you actually beat the Warriors?
No. But
there's a lot of people out there like, of course you could. Look at all the star power.
You're close.
Here's the thing. Young Schwab's pointing at us. He's like, what? You have to play defense. Who the hell's going to play defense on both Klay Thompson and Steph Curry? You got to play guards.
You have Ingram on Curry. At least give him some size. No. Lean on him a little bit.
Yeah, he'd have no shot.
It wouldn't work.
But it's building the team around the three guys. No, they're more than relevant. It's just a matchup issue. I think they need to build the team a little bit differently with the peripheral parts.
Yeah.
I hope this happens.
Go find a defensive stopper guard.
Everyone in this market knows we have loved the Lakers for the longest time. We want our guys back.
Known as very pro Lakers station. At least show.
Oh, this show's always loved the Lakers.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have.
I mean, yeah, it's was never a massive Kobe fan until he took the 49 mil for the last 2 years. And then just shot all the time.
I became a Lakers fan that. The night that he tore his Achilles. I went straight to the store and bought a shirt, if you remember correctly.
That was the beginning of the new era.
Yeah.
It's been a rough run here for a while.
It hasn't been
great.
Wow.
Imagine if this happens. And just think, we've only got what? 15 more days of this.
But who cares where LeBron goes? I'm not going to have my summer hijacked by this guy.
Barkley.
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Now you can try Transcend and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights with a money-back guarantee. So call minicpap.com now. 1-800-897-7108. Again, that's 1-800-897-7108. 1-800-897-7108.
The Epic Father's Day U.S. Open Sale is on at Las Vegas Golf and Tennis. Save up to 50% store-wide. Dozen distance golf balls, $9.88. Golden Knights golf shirts, $49. Free foursome with $199 purchase. Click lvgolf.com for all deals.
It's Father's Day time again, and so is the same old dilemma of what to buy Dad that he will really appreciate. Well, this year, why not get him a new bicycle from McGee's? The American Heart Association rates cycling as the best exercise you can do because it's not only great cardio, but also easy on the back and knees. Road bikes, mountain bikes, fitness bikes, electric bikes, and just cruising around the neighborhood bikes. McGee's has all our men's bicycles on sale up to 20% off. Save $500 on Cannondale Electric Assist mountain bikes. Visit McGee's Ski Bike and Board in Summerlin and Henderson for great sale prices on Father's Day gifts.
Finlay Automotive Group is pleased to introduce Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas at 5385 West Sahara Avenue. Come see their lineup of new vehicles. Test drive the cars you know to combine technology, safety, and luxury. Now showing at the all-new Finlay Volvo Cars Las Vegas.
Over the past few years, One Nevada has saved locals over $10 million in auto loan interest. If you have a high-rate auto loan, we may be able to lower your payment, shorten your term, or both. Apply online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Listen up, hockey fans. Michael E. Minden is now Hockey Lover Headquarters for jewelry. Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers now sells officially licensed Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. That's right, you can get a Vegas Golden Knights logo necklace, bracelets, dog tags, earrings, even a Golden Knights charm for your Pandora bracelet. The perfect gift for the dad or grad is the Golden Knights Money Clip. You've got to get to Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers and check out these amazing keepsakes. They start at just $59. They are the coolest, and they're only available in the store in the Fashion Show Mall. And while you're there, check out their famous custom golden hockey puck necklaces. Need engagement or wedding rings? Michael E. Minden is the wedding ring expert of Las Vegas. Need some extra cash? Michael E. Minden trades unwanted gold, diamonds, jewelry, and watches and pays the highest cash amounts. And don't forget, right now, with any purchase over $150, you'll receive two tickets to Michael Jackson 1 or Beatles Love. Your choice. Bring your friends and come to Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers in the Fashion Show Mall for Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. Go Knights, go!
It's Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Celebrate the moment.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account, and you can earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win during the regular season using promo code LIGHTS. Between now and November 30th, 2018, sign up for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and make a minimum $100 deposit to earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win using promo code LIGHTS. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from anywhere in Nevada, including live in-play wagering on soccer. For more information, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. When you're hurt in a car wreck, time matters. The amount of time it takes you to call for help, get medical treatment, or call an attorney can all affect the value of your case. The faster you call us, the faster we can get you your money. We have a team of professionals and a network of experts who are waiting to begin working on your case the moment you call. The faster you call us, the faster we can get you all the money you deserve. Hurt in a wreck and need a check? Make one call, that's all, to 877-1500.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Celebrate Dads at Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Featuring 9 lighted holes and range with power tees.
Power tees.
Say love golf and get 2-for-1 tee times. Also enjoy huge savings on clubs and more. Visit LasVegasGolfCenters.com or call 897-9500.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at diamondbacklandsurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
Cofield and Company.
Pasilia and Harden. Harden steps back, fires. Goal! James Harden is the new scoring one-game champion for the Houston Rockets, and Calvin Murphy on his feet.
All right, rolling on Cofield and Company, just taking out the garbage. I literally did.
Why did you
just trying to pitch in?
Why right now?
Because we have the janitor guy. He'll walk in when we're on the air.
Well, no, but it happens every week. Why today is the day you were like, you know what, I'm just going to set it out in the hallway.
I don't know. I'm actually a bit winded. I have to take a deep breath. God, I am out of shape. It's not good. You and I got into a big brawl the other day over Houston. I can't say it. I say it like President Trump.
Houston?
Yeah. Houston. You said it sucks.
I haven't had the best experiences there.
Don't back down because we have a Houston radio guy on the horn here. Mike Meltzer does radio on Sports Radio 610 in H-Town. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good. How big a deal is this Cleveland columnist who said he overheard LeBron saying that Houston...
Though.
Oh, it was.
I think it was a woman.
Okay. Yeah. Has that taken off at all that I guess LeBron supposedly said he doesn't like Houston?
So it hasn't taken off, but we have mentioned it on our show and our station, obviously, a couple times because it's LeBron James, and it's some kind of rumor slash report involving him in the city of Houston. And here's our spin on it. Nobody really visits Houston, right? Like, it's not a tourist destination. It's the kind of city that is a great place to live. And I'm not just saying that to pander to, you know, our audience, but I came here 8 years ago. I'd never been to the state of Texas, nor Houston, obviously, and I love it here. It's a really easy place to live, but it's not the kind of place that, if you're an NBA star and you fly in and you stay at like the Four Seasons across from Toyota Center and you experience the city that way,
right,
that you'd be like, boy, this is an unbelievable place. It's the kind of place that, like, if you stay and you live here and you see the different neighborhoods and the places to eat and the kind of, like, the suburbs, like, all these different things, that's when you start to really like Houston.
I told you, Adam.
That's exactly what I said.
Oh, don't be a wuss now.
Yeah, I like downtown areas. That's where
he
I go.
He just said that downtown's no good.
Exactly. And that's what I said the other day. I'm sure it's great when you get outside, but when I go downtown and there's nothing there.
You're the worst. You said Houston sucks repeatedly.
Here's the thing. If you come to Houston, now, downtown has gotten a little better in some sections where people, like, will actually go out, but that is not the place where I'd say, like, Friday or Saturday night, you got to go downtown. It's not like most cities. There are other places in Houston where people go out before that you should go downtown.
Makes sense.
I told you, the food there, it's as good a food city as there is in this country.
I relax.
It is! Right, Mike? It is.
I mean, I would agree, yes. I mean, there are a ton of restaurants. Like, you will not go hungry, and there are a lot of unique places, like new chefs. And I'm not really, like much of a foodie, but I'll try stuff. And there are a lot of good new places, like good old places, Tex-Mex, barbecue, all the standard regional stuff. It's a really good food city.
So let's get to this basketball team. First of all, what's the vibe on Chris Paul coming back?
Well, I think the vibe is, I think, a little mixed in that, I mean, I think Chris did a lot for his career and his legacy for how great he played in the playoffs at the end against the Jazz and obviously against the Golden State Warriors. There was like a martyr effect where a number of people feel, maybe most people feel like, man, if you had Chris Paul in Game 6 and or Game 7, you would have found some way to finish off the Warriors. So people want him back because you feel like you're close to Golden State, you're kind of in the range. At the same time, Chris Paul's 33, and when you start thinking about, like, all right, 5 years, $200 million, I think almost all of us in Houston are like, man, that just seems like a whole lot of money for someone who's not an 85, or not 85, not he's not a 75, 80-game-a-year sort of player. James Harden, you know, say what you will about James, that guy rings the bell. He's been extremely durable over his career. Chris Paul, while still a really tremendous player, hasn't quite been that healthy. So I wonder, like, can they find a way to do a two or three-year deal? I wonder if that might be the best for both sides. I'm just not sure if that's realistic. The Rockets may have to go to 5 years.
Going back, is it almost good for the city to have that, you know, Chris Paul not playing those last two games so they can hold on to that what would have been?
Huh. No, because even if, I mean, the worst-case scenario to answer that question would be like, all right, he plays game six and game seven and he plays terribly. Right. Like, I guess that's sort of like the implication. But I don't think, A, that's realistic, because I think Chris was playing well enough to where he wouldn't have done awfully in those games either. And if they had lost with Chris Paul and James Harden, you would have said, okay, well, you continue to build the team around them, and let's, you know, do this a couple more times and see what you have. So I would say, no, there is that effect of, like, okay, if he was there, maybe you would have won. But even if he was there and you had lost, there would still be a ton of interest in bringing him back.
You can bet LeBron destination offshore. Lakers are minus 130. These are the latest numbers. Sixers are plus 350. The Rockets are the third choice at plus 550. Would you bet that? Would you bet the Rockets?
I would consider laying, like, maybe, I don't bet a lot of money when I go to Vegas, so I'd say, like, maybe, like, $50 or something, just to kind of, on the chance it happens. Listen, guys, I think he's going to go to the Lakers, because I think the problem that LeBron has is that he doesn't have a clear place to go, maybe with the exception of Boston, to where he goes there and he can say, this team is definitely favored over the Warriors to win a championship. And if there's not one place that he can go to where he can say that, then you can argue, hey, Houston would be a more of a short-term solution. If he comes here to Houston, plays for the Rockets, chances are he's not going to be here for the next 5 or 6 years, so he'd have to do this whole thing again. So that, to me, points in favor of the Lakers. You could say, all right, he's probably not going to compete for a championship next year, but if he wants to live there long-term, do the media thing, build his entertainment and media empire, him, Paul George, the young guys, that might make more sense for him short and long term if there's not an easy short term solution for LeBron. That's kind of where I'm at on this.
What do you think the Rockets' game plan would be if they don't get LeBron, Paul George isn't available, Chris Paul leaves? What do they do?
I don't think it's going to happen, because I think Chris and James like playing with each other too much.
Okay.
My answer would be, I mean, they'd probably do some kind of version of what they did 2 summers ago when Dwight Howard left. They were coming off a horrible season. They hired Mike D'Antoni, and they brought in Ryan Anderson, now a terrible contract, and Eric Gordon, a good contract. They'd probably try to just do, and Daryl Morey, even though he'd be in a really tough spot with that hypothetical, because if you lose Chris Paul, chances are, like, you can't really get anything for him given his contract situation. He can't, like, opt in and, you know, at least the Clippers, when they lost Chris Paul, they got a bunch of assets for Chris Paul because he opted back into his deal. Anyway, if they, to answer the question, I would say if they lost LeBron, the possibility, Paul George, and then they lost Chris Paul, they would just continue to kind of rebuild things around James Harden, but with the knowledge that they're not going to be a real title contender for maybe another year or two.
So they're not going to freak out and throw bad money at someone like, you know, DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, they don't have the money to do that. That's the problem. And that's the whole thing with Chris, is that this is one of those situations where, you know, like the Wizards a few years ago, to make a weird example on your show, the Wizards could either pay Otto Porter too much money or lose him for nothing.
Right.
So you'd rather pay somebody more money as opposed to losing them for nothing, especially when a guy like Chris Paul is a really good player, is an all-star caliber player, and is a guy who, in those playoff games where James Harden may not quite have it, he's the guy who can help carry the team, as he did in Game 5 against Utah and down the stretch in Games 4 and 5 against the Warriors a couple weeks ago.
Houston Radio has Mike Meltzer on the horn with Cofield and Company. He does the, as I said, the morning show for 610. What's the big topic amongst teams in terms of, like, pecking order right now on your show? Is it Texans with the football season coming? Astros?
Yeah,
or Rockets?
I would say kind of a mix right now. Like, we're the flagship station of the Texans, so that's usually going to get priority, especially when there are things going on. And the Texans just wrapped up mini camp. It's fun to see Deshaun Watson on the field. No knee brace. There are a lot of videos people can see on Twitter, and that's obviously exciting. And people are fired up about the season. The Rockets, the main thing is basically, can they find some way to land LeBron? And obviously the Astros are a big story. And it's one of those things where, like, it's June, so it's still early. We're kind of keeping tabs on how well Seattle is doing. But the Astros won again today. They've won 8 games in a row. And people, I mean, they won the World Series, so there's obviously a lot of buzz. So I would say right now the pecking order would be basically Texans, Astros, and Rockets have dropped off just because the season ended. And I don't think there's a ton of confidence in the possibility of landing LeBron James.
Is everyone confident Watson's coming back 100%? He'll be good to go the whole season.
Yes, There is no other choice except to believe that. So, yes, everyone is 100% confident.
Did you see him get irked with a Fox Sports national host, Ben Maller, who basically called him a pansy who can't stay healthy?
Yeah, we talked about that. And I will say this. I thought that the quotes that are out there on social media, when I listened to Ben's audio, like, the audio wasn't as bad. My disagreement was basically this. I thought, and we had some disagreements about this on our morning show on Sports Radio 610, when you watch Deshaun play on the field, I thought after his first two games, when he played in New England on through Seattle, I thought Deshaun did a really good job of keeping himself healthy on the field. He slides pretty well. I thought he did a pretty good job of not taking big hits. And his injury was so weird, non-contact in practice. You almost never see that in the NFL. And I compared it or contrasted it with, like, RG3, where when we saw him in 2012, he comes back from that knee injury. He gets his leg whipped around against the Ravens. He's out there against Seattle in the playoff game, and he just doesn't look healthy. I've never seen Deshaun look anywhere near like we saw RG3 look. So I worry maybe about his body itself and, like, his ligaments and his knees. But as far as, like, Deshaun putting himself in harm's way, I'm more confident because I genuinely feel like he did a pretty good job of that in 2017.
I've been very vocal about my dislike of J.J. Watt. am I wrong that he just loves the spotlight? It seems like everything he does, there is good things, but he just loves the spotlight.
He hated that question.
He was very upset at that question. Don't talk badly about J.J. Watt.
By the way, I totally embellished what Maller said. He didn't call him a pansy, but just questioned his longevity.
It's fair. Do you think he really was mad about the J.J. Watt question?
He did cuss for a second, didn't he? He was like,
we dumped him out.
I'm kind of mad that you delivered it again in wimpy fashion.
I said I hate him.
Did you say you hate him?
Yes.
I don't know if you used the word hate.
I said, I think maybe strong dislike.
Yeah, and then you started, like, soft-pedaling your way in. He does do some good things.
He does!
But it doesn't seem to you that he
does good things for the camera.
He's kind of an attention seeker. That's not the way you speak about him normally.
He does things for the camera.
This guy's not going to go back and snitch on you. J.J. Watt's not going to beat you up because the morning host on the H-Town station can't be trusted.
I'm not scared of J.J. Watt.
You should be.
If there's no cameras around, he doesn't do anything.
That's a good line. That's a real good line.
I guess he could get a camera and beat me up on it. If he really wanted to.
That guy might be, Mike Melton might be a bit clairvoyant, because I did want to ask him about, there was a clash at Radio Row for the Super Bowl this last year, where he wound up getting up mid-show, and he does a show with an ex-Texan, Seth Payne, who's probably like, he's a defensive tackle, former defensive tackle. He looks like he weighs probably about 240 now. Big guy. Could probably scrap. And the other radio station in town, the other sports radio station, the morning host came over and started talking trash to him and bothering him, and these guys just started screaming at him.
It was pretty big news at the time.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Well, I also, there's that. And I just had a lot of our anti-Houston things lined up. I want to ask if they still mention Tom Herman every day like we do. At least once a week.
Oh, that's right.
At least once a week we mention
Tom. Do they call him Tom Vermin?
Tom Vermin.
Well, I mean, he did leave the rental car.
At the airport.
At the airport and said, hey, I'm going to Texas. You can pick up the rental car at the airport in the garage.
I've always wanted to know whose job that was to go find it, though.
Oh, that's freaking bottom rung dude. Or bottom rung gal.
Go find the car, turn it in.
Grab bag on the way. Well, additional proof that the NFL still hates veterans. Just will only if it benefits the NFL and they can get money out of it, then, oh, yeah, they're all pro-veteran. But Mike Pereira, of all guys, is all pissed off. I wanted to ask you about scabs, guys who are union busters, and if they deserve any credit years later.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Celebrate Dad's at Las Vegas Golf Center across from Town Square. Featuring 9 lighted holes and range with power tees.
Power tees.
Say love golf and get 2-for-1 tee times. Also enjoy huge savings on clubs and more. Visit LasVegasGolfCenters.com or call 897-9500.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at diamondbacklandsurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Car wrecks can happen like that, but the effects can last a lifetime. When this happens to you, you need an attorney who will make sure you get the medical help you need and will fight to get you every dollar you deserve to get your car fixed, for doctor bills, and for pain and suffering. Don't settle for less. Hurt in a wreck and need a check? Make one call. That's all to 877-1500. The call is free, the consultation's free, and the advice is free.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
When I say air conditioning, what do you think of? Relief? A lifesaver? Couldn't live in Vegas without it? For sure. But ask a lot of people what they think of when you say air conditioning, and you probably hear, I don't want to think about it. I want it to work. Which is why those people call Yes Air Conditioning. Yes was part of the company that brought air conditioning into the desert. Whether you need a new air conditioner or need service for yours, the Yes Man will get it working and keep it working. Remember, the Yes Man can. 888-4937 or visit theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
Did you know that after 8 years, your mattress can double in weight from sweat, dead skin, and dust mites? I know, grossed me out the first time I heard it too. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, with some good news. Right now, Best Mattress is having our annual buyback sale, where you can trade in that lumpy old mattress for up to $150 in trade-in cash savings on a brand new mattress for a healthy, happy sleep. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Expecting an insurance company to look out for your best interest is like asking Cofield to stick to sports. It's not going to happen. I'm Justin Watkins with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. What's more important to an insurance company, their bottom line or your best interests? Don't go it alone and don't get ripped off. Call Battleborn Injury Lawyers and meet with me or Matt Hoffman. We will represent your best interest and work to maximize your recovery. If you've been injured, call Battleborn Injury Lawyers at 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
I'm Burton Hughes, General Manager here at Subaru of Las Vegas. We'd like to welcome you to visit us anytime, whether you're looking for a new Subaru or just a nice hot latte or cold slushy. Our warm, friendly store experience is why Subaru of America awarded us with their highest level of recognition for outstanding customer service, the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award. You see, your interest in Subaru makes you more than a customer. You're a kindred spirit. So stop in and say hello. You're always welcome here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
What is certainty? Certainty is the passionate commitment to fulfill every promise. Certainty is 4imprint, a caring, trusted team of promotional product experts, minding every detail to ensure your logo will look perfect on everything from apparel, drinkware to trade show traffic stoppers and hot tech, all delivered on time, every time, with the promise of your satisfaction guaranteed. So, what does certainty bring? Promotional items exceeding expectations. A buzz of excitement for your team and your customers. A pep in your step, a fist pump, a whoop, a tingle, a grin, a laugh. Or even one quiet word that no one will ever hear. Yes! Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. for imprint, for certain.
Listen up, hockey fans. Michael E. Minden is now Hockey Lover Headquarters for jewelry. Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers now sells officially licensed Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. That's right. You can get a Vegas Golden Knights logo necklace, bracelets, dog tags, earrings, even a Golden Knights charm for your Pandora bracelet. The perfect gift for the dad or grad is the Golden Knights Money Clip. You've got to get to Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers and check out these amazing keepsakes. They start at just $59. They are the coolest, and they're only available in the store in the Fashion Show Mall. And while you're there, check out their famous custom Golden Hockey Puck necklaces. Need engagement or wedding rings? Michael E. Minden is the wedding ring expert of Las Vegas. Need some extra cash? Michael E. Minden trades unwanted gold, diamonds, jewelry, and watches and pays the highest cash amounts. And don't forget, right now, with any purchase over $150, you'll receive two tickets to Michael Jackson 1 or Beatles Love. Your choice. Bring your friends and come to Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers in the Fashion Show Mall for Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. Go Knights, go!
It's Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
It smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
So much to get through here down the stretch. One, that Houston radio host, Mike, that LeBron's done. There's no way he's going to Houston. He wasn't fired up at all at that possibility.
Wasn't really selling the case.
I'm not ripping on him. My guess is down there. They're like, we're not getting him.
Yeah, I think they're pretty resigned to the fact that he's going to the Lakers, and they're trying to come up with alternative plans.
Dang. Well, there's no alternative plan. They keep CP3, or they become like a 50-win team, and they're the 7 seed.
I would go with option 2.
They keep CP3?
No.
Was that option 2?
No, option 2.
No. Well, there's 3 options.
Yeah, they're
LeBron could go there.
A 7 seed.
Okay. I get it. All right.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
Odds are out for a basketball game. I'll be honest right now. I like baseball, but the thing I like most about baseball is winning money and reading box scores. I just have a tough time sitting through games for any length of time, right? So I miss hoops. And apparently there's a celebrity hoops game. Is this going to happen? Kimmel and Ted Cruz?
I mean, they're discussing it, and Kimmel's posting videos practicing.
Is he awful?
Well, he's making some shots through the basketball ring.
Is he sandbagging it? That's what I'm asking you.
I don't know. I mean, he made a half-court shot that he posted.
Okay, somehow, some way, one of the offshore sites has put up odds on this game, and they have Ted Cruz as the favorite, -220.
Get out of here.
I'm like, what are they basing it on?
That's
Ted
insane.
Cruz -220 against Kimmel.
He's an old man.
Well, Kimmel's not young. I mean, he's in better shape than he used to be. He's not as doughy and fat.
Yeah, but he's much younger than Cruz, right?
Well, he was pretty doughy when he was on the Man Show.
No, he was.
Pretty doughy.
He was. But
put your hand in there, dude.
Vegas is a basketball town. He's a Vegas guy.
Oh, Chrissy, just saying, move on. Homework project for Young Schwab, our intern. He's all about stick to sports, and he's very much into these sports debates. I'll give you one. Go back and watch the 93-94 Knicks. Apparently,
the whole season, by the way.
Yeah.
Watch every game.
I guess.
Watch tomorrow.
I guess there was a meetup between Charles Oakley and Draymond Green. And I don't know if Steve Kerr was there or not, but Steve Kerr said one of his favorite memories of the finals, smoking cigars outside Morton's around 4 a.m., and Charles Oakley shows up. Charles and Draymond Green were in a big argument about how the Knicks would have guarded our pick and roll, which I'm guessing Oakley talking about the pick and roll would have. They would have just tackled them. They would have murdered the Warriors in the paint.
Completely.
Can I tell you, I look back at the Knicks, 93-94. I would make the Warriors in a series, a 7-game series, -2,500.
I don't think it's high enough.
The Knicks, as they're constituted, would have no way to beat this Warrior team.
No, and especially, well, I guess it depends when you play.
Well, because one.
You couldn't play brawl ball now.
Right. Well, it's just the lineup. Like, I don't think Ewing would destroy Draymond Green.
No.
I don't believe that.
Plus, they'd wear him out on the defensive end.
And they would play a true four, which, what is Oakman going to cover Durant?
No.
Can you imagine the trash talk from Durant, Klay Thompson, and especially Steph Curry? The effect it would have on John Starks?
Does he have a history of melting down in big games?
John Starks would try to punch Steph Curry in the face every game and get ejected.
By the way, we've just mentioned 12 people that he has no idea who we're talking about.
Mace in your face is out there. Hubert Davis off the bench. Old ass Herb Williams. Our guy, Greg Anthony, who won't come on. Doc Rivers when he was 100. That team has no shot. Oakman, no. Stop.
That's ridiculous.
Please. Cut it out.
Preposterous statement. Why are they smoking cigars at 4 a.m., though?
Why not?
Fair.
And for Oakman, of course. Of course. Hey, quick note. Did you see that 25 replacement players from the 87 Redskins got Super Bowl rings?
I did.
Why?
I don't know why.
I don't understand how anyone is cool with that.
I wouldn't be.
That is completely ridiculous. Cross the line. Get out of here.